It's a good day to be a fit mom. I'm your host, Kelsey Wickenhauser, and you're listening to Kingdom Fit Moms, and there is a way to your kids' heart, and let's be real, it's often through their bellies. And okay, nobody wants to be that mom who only brings boring food, right, to the play date, to the park, to your co-op, to whatever the thing is. So, I do have to tell you a story. So my son, who's 7, it's totally a way to his heart through food. And we were recently talking about what he thought about me as his mom. And look, I know he loves me, but sometimes he plays hard to get. And he told me that he really wished that one of my friends was his mom. And I said, why is that? And he said, because I know that she would take me to McDonald's all the time and give me strawberries and carrots. I just laughed because, first of all, this friend is super healthy, and I don't even know when my son has had McDonald's, because that's the one fast food place that I will not go to. But anyway, the point is, let's have some fun food this summer. Let's get excited about picnics and being outside wherever you're at across the world. Maybe it's cold there, so you can save this episode for a later time, but hey, let's jump in. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day, because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community, and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Hey friend, are you guilty of spending your precious hard-earned dollars on yet another fad diet, only to find yourself in the exact same shoes a few months later, maybe with extra weight from when you first began? I used to search for the solution to weight loss, and I was stuck in a system of counting calories, macros, cutting out carbs, trying to find whatever system seemed right in the moment, but ultimately I was enslaved to whatever popular program my friends recommended. I even tried metabolism boosters at one point in hopes of seeing that scale drop really fast. And I used to spend hours in the gym burning as many calories. You see me on that treadmill for hours and hours, spending time burning as many calories as possible so I could, hate to admit it, have my late night pile of chocolate guilt-free, or at least I wouldn't see the scale jump up that way. I was in this perpetual cycle of needing to do more so that I could eat more, and then feeling like I couldn't eat what I needed during the day because I had to save up calories. I hit my breaking point and thought, there has got to be a better way. I repented for trying to do it on my own and following the world's man-made systems of eating, and then I spent a decade or more discovering the most freeing way to live, and I want to share it with you. Filling my body with God's food, changing my heart to want to live abundantly, and learning how to invite God into the journey and heal from why the struggle exists in the first place. And the best part now is that I get to lead a movement of mamas who are doing the exact same thing. I've left my full-time career as a physician assistant, and I've created a program just for you that teaches women how to break out of the diet cycle and lose weight for the last time. It is hopping over here in Fit Moms Accelerator. We've had dozens of gals join just in the past couple months, and I'm wondering, are you ready to be a part of our movement and break up with that silly restriction mindset once and for all? If this is you, hop down to kelseywickenhauser.com/join and get started today inside of Fit Moms Accelerator. That's kelseywickenhauser.com/join. All right, let's talk summer picnics. I am obsessed with being outside, and I even love eating outside I mean, the bugs are definitely a downfall, but if you can get past that, or at least pick a time of day where the bugs are not as bad, then there's just something about connecting to the earth and being with your people and having a good meal. So wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, whatever the weather is like where you're from, hopefully you feel encouraged to just get outside and to mix things up a little bit. A friend and I, we are getting ready to start a new homeschool co-op. So if you've been listening for a while, you know I live out in the country. We've got about 40 acres of land, and my husband and I have kind of felt this desire to be home more because we have this beautiful place to teach our kids and to explore. And so we are creating a co-op where we're going to be exploring nature and learning about nature and gardening and camping and maybe some survival skills. So if you have any recommendations, send those my way. But at the end of our time together, we're going to be eating outside. Our goal, I'll keep you posted on how this goes. Our goal is to meet every week, rain or shine, and to just be outside and figure out how to be outside, at least to some extent. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, I was thinking, man, I want to have some fun food. My kids are kind of getting bored of the food that I'm bringing to our co-op lunches. And so I sat down and brainstormed some ideas. I don't have any specific recipes because these are just ideas that came to my head. But you could go write these ideas down and look on Pinterest and find some specific, if you need a recipe of how much, you could go look it up on Pinterest or Google or wherever you look. Okay, so if I were to have a summer picnic and be the fun mom with the fun food and keep it real food as much as possible, here are some ideas for me and for you. So I think you cannot have a wonderful picnic without some fun cheeses. So get yourself to Aldi or Trader Joe's or wherever you like to go. And there are, I mean, so many different varieties you can choose from. I recently found this goat cheese from Aldi or Trader Joe's. They have it at both. And it's a blueberry goat cheese, and then you can put it on a lemon cracker, and it is delicious. We had that actually at our Fit Moms retreat a few months ago. So find yourself some fun new cheeses. I actually tried one recently from Aldi as well. That was a, I don't remember what type of cheese, but it was laced with coffee. It had like this outside, I don't know what you call it, border? I can't think of the word, but it had coffee grinds and it was really interesting, but it was just kind of fun to try. So I think that that's a fun thing to experiment with at picnics. Oh, by the way, I'm thinking of a lot of picnics that I've had that have been really fun, as a little side note, are at wineries or vineyards of some sort. And we actually live 5 minutes away from an adorable little vineyard. So I'm thinking these would be so much fun to take and meet up with friends as well. And you guys can do swaps. Kids always seem to think it's more fun, like I mentioned before with my friend, to have other people's food. So you can bring food to share and swap. Okay, let's get back to it. So in the summer, some of our favorite fruits to bring for picnics are grapes. And we love the cotton candy grapes. They're so good. Watermelon and cantaloupe, I mean, you just can't go wrong in the summertime. At least where I'm from, it's kind of like a delicacy in the summer because they're just not very good in the winter. Another idea I had, this is not, you know, 100% perfect real food, but they're delicious, are pickle and salami roll-ups. So you take your salami of choice and you put some cream cheese on it, and then you can get those little pickles and you just roll it. Or you could even do, if your salami is big enough, then you can roll it around bigger dill pickles, and that is also a delicious snack. Okay, let's see. So my next idea is Greek salad skewers. So what this is you get yourself some skewers. Now, I think food is just more fun to eat off a stick. My kids think it's more fun too. So keep this in your back pocket if your kids are getting bored with food, even if it's like a sandwich, just cut it up and put it on a skewer and it will be instantly more fun. But these Greek salad skewers, I'd probably get a block of feta cheese. You could do mozzarella too. And then get your favorite olives. We love green olives with garlic in the middle. and then cut yourself some cucumber and tomato, and then put it all together on the skewer, and it's delicious. You could add some basil leaves if you want to as well. And then the other idea that you could do are caprese, I hope I'm saying that right, skewers, where you basically combine, get yourself some good tomatoes and basil and mozzarella and put them on the skewer. And then you can drizzle them with a little bit of olive oil and balsamic. And that also is delicious. One way to sneak in a little bit of vegetable for your kid is to make ants on a log. And again, I think these, I swear, whenever I make these, when my kids have friends over, they're all eaten. And then if it's just my kids, they're kind of like, meh. So bring it to share and maybe they'll be eaten more. So you just, you know, take the celery, add in your favorite nut butter and some raisins. If you want to get creative and even more fun, you can add a couple chocolate chips or M&Ms or whatever. And there you go. Ants on a log. My favorite all-time salad of summertime is so easy. And so I had to include this here for your summer salads because sometimes it's nice to just bring something that's maybe just for you. Maybe your kids will eat it, maybe not. But my friend from PA school taught me about this salad. And what you do is you just cut up your delicious summer tomatoes and cucumbers and then add some avocado and you just mix it around, add some salt, and that's it. And oh my gosh, you guys, it is so good. So put that in your back pocket to have all summer long, especially if you are somewhere where tomatoes and cucumbers are plentiful, like I am. The next suggestion, just going along with that, is to just get yourself some delicious beefy tomatoes and just slice them and eat them with sea salt. You could get some that are orange, some that are red, some that are yellow. You could even try green tomatoes and have a taste testing party and see which one is your favorite. And the last thing that I'll say for a picnic idea for summer, we love, and my husband started this recipe actually to put on top of fish, so you can also do that, but you can just keep it as a plain mango salsa. So let me think of all the ingredients. So we take mango. Now, mango is kind of hard to cut, so if you're desperate, you can also just get some frozen mango and let it thaw, and it's actually a lot easier that way. You can cut up tomato. If you're somewhere where sweet corn is plentiful, get yourself some sweet corn or just get some frozen corn and let it thaw, heat it up. What else do we add? So you could add cucumber, peppers, red onion, really any vegetable that kind of fits that bill. We like to add cilantro, a little bit of honey. Sometimes we'll add a tiny bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe a little bit of cayenne pepper. And this makes seriously the best salsa. So it's nice and chunky. Again, it's delicious on meat, shrimp, fish, whatever, or just bring it with some tortilla chips and you will be the most popular person at at the picnic bringing this salsa. Okay, that's all I have. I cannot wait to hear your ideas. So make sure after listening, you hop into the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group and tell us your favorite real food picnic ideas so that we can glean your wisdom as well. Have a wonderful transition into summer if you're listening on my side of the world. And if not, save this episode for when it's nice and warm where you're at and have a blessed rest of your day. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.